Our catechism question this week is number 20. Did God leave all mankind to perish in the estate of sin and misery? The answer is, God, having out of his mere good pleasure from all eternity elected some to everlasting life, did enter into a covenant of grace to deliver them out of the estate of sin and misery and to bring them into an estate of salvation by a Redeemer. Now, our being in an estate of sin and misery, we remember fairly clearly from the beginning of Ephesians 2, that we were dead in trespasses, that we walked according to the prince of the power of the air, who works in sons of disobedience, and that we conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, and were by nature children of wrath. And so, that is the estate into which we fell in Adam. But there's something before Adam, which the apostle had just talked about some 20 verses earlier in towards the beginning of chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So our being brought out of the state of sin and misery and being blessed instead with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is in a person, in a federal representative, in Christ. We have just come through, or maybe not just, but a few sections ago, read in Isaiah where the Lord is addressing his servant, the Christ, and saying that he has given him as a covenant to us. But this being brought out of our state of sin and misery goes back to further than Adam, verse 4, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. This choosing us was for to be not in a state of sin, but a state of holiness, that we should be holy and without blame, and not of a state of misery, where the misery is having lost our communion with God, but in a state of blessedness, and not just holiness, but blessedness. Before him in love and adoption, and having elected us to be holy and to be blessed, the way that we come in then to this adoption as sons in him is by a predestining that his election drives. So he elects us in Christ and he predestines us then to be adopted in Christ. That is the relationship between the covenant of redemption, which is something that is within the Godhead, the electing within Christ, and the covenant of grace, which he predestines to occur, which is with us in Christ. He predestines us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ. And all of this happens according to something that is logically prior, or really the only source of it, according to the good pleasure of his will. Not according to knowing anything in advance, not according to anything in us, only according to what pleases him. So all of this by Christ. So the catechism answer is, God having out of his mere good pleasure, from all eternity, elected some to everlasting life. There's covenant of redemption. did enter into a covenant of grace to deliver them out of the estate of sin and misery and to bring them into an estate of salvation, holiness, and blessedness by a Redeemer, his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And one more thing to note there, when he's talking about before the foundations of the world, notice he speaks Trinitarianly there about the Father and the Son. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In order for this to occur before the foundations of the world, there would have to be fatherhood within God, sonship within God, and of course the Spirit as well. So again, God having out of his mere good pleasure from all eternity elected some to everlasting life, did enter into a covenant of grace to deliver them out of the estate of sin and misery and to bring them into an estate of salvation by a Redeemer.